Hello and welcome to another edition of the Regarding ID podcast. I'm Zach Martin, editor of Regarding ID magazine. Today I'm speaking with Iru Jean, analyst at Frost & Sullivan about national ID programs in Europe. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Zach.
So, Iru, I know there's a lot going on in Europe with national ID programs. If you can kind of start out by giving me and my listeners a sense of what's going on in Europe, that would be helpful.
Yes, certainly. And definitely the EID program is creating quite a lot of interest within Europe just because we have seen Italy and Spain being two big countries within Europe having already rolled out an EID program. Obviously, these two have had various degrees of adoption rates. And what we have seen instead was that we had hopes for 2009 and this year to see more rollouts but from countries like Germany and France, but that didn't seem to happen. So essentially at the end of 2009, we are still on the two main countries for Spain and Italy, for two quite substantial countries in terms of population. And if we go back to what these countries have been doing, we can say that Spain is relatively more successful in terms of the number of people having an EID, mainly because it's compulsory to hold one. So by the end of 2008, we have seen about a third of the population having an EID. And last year alone, we have seen 10 million issued to date. And that's quite substantial considering that at the end of 2007, it wasn't quite well adopted yet. For Italy, on the other hand, because it is not compulsory to have an ID, and then there is also a clear disincentive because having a regular ID is cheaper, significantly cheaper than an electronic one. So in terms of rollout in Italy, we have only seen 1.5 million of EID, so that's quite a big difference between the two countries. And then in terms of the two other countries where there were hopes of significant rollout in 2009 and early this year, it doesn't seem to be the case for Germany and France, just because now we are expecting the trials for Germany to begin in the fourth quarter of this year. And the France EID cards have been postponed for many years now, even though they've started talking about it. And so in terms of the status of EID, we are still stuck with the two countries, Spain and Italy, as the key ones. We are hoping for Germany and France to come in definitely by 2011. And in terms of the other countries like UK, we definitely know that it's a political issue. Mm-hmm. So as long as there is political change in the air, nobody wants to really make a strong view on pushing out for the EID projects.
Why are so many countries in Europe issuing electronic IDs? Is this a holdover of older national ID cards that didn't have as much technology in them?
I think EU legislation has a lot to do with it. I think, as you can see from the e-passports and the spillover effects and the speed of which the passports are converted to electronic ones, legislation makes a big driver. So within EU, you have all the plans to utilize smart card technology or innovations in technology in general for e-government and e-business services. So that in itself is a key driver. And then, as you said, once the country has legislation where you are required to have a national ID, like in the case of Spain, you definitely have a more significant push towards adoption. And then in countries where it's okay, you don't have to hold it, but there is a national ID program, definitely there are plans as well. Sorry. And what is more important is the fact that there is the general EU initiative to push everything online.
Mm-hmm.
So once you have your ID card, which we would actually talk about in the next section, is the fact that once you're able to have a digital signature, they hope to allow that to enable the citizens to conduct e-government services online. So I think there is general a push towards digitalization, and EID is one of the ways in which you could enable the citizens to do that.
Great. Yeah, and that does lead directly into my next question about the functionality of the applications that these cards are going to be used for. What can you give me some examples?
Yes. So, for example, in the case of Italy, the EID will allow the user to interact with public authorities. And in general, the EIDs would hold some your ID and some of your biometric information, depending on which country. Some of it would have fingerprints, some would just have a digital photo. And overall, the aim of an electronic ID, like I said, was to enable easier access to e-government services. On the side of the government, it's also to be able to bring in more people onto that platform in which you can deliver services at a more efficient manner. And if we talk about Germany, which has one of the more ambitious plans, within the card itself, you have a PIN which you can use, which is kind of the first line of protection against fraudulent use. But on the chip itself, it has a digital signature that allows you not only to have access to e-government applications, but also to allow you to use that electronic authentication for online banking or on shopping online functionalities. And I think in Denmark, where we know that it's a very technologically advanced country, their digital signature has been in use for a while, and over time they have broadened the scope at which the digital signature allows the user to conduct their lives or social services lives online.
Okay.
So originally there were different platforms. So you have one digital signature for government and another one for your banking. But there are plans in which these platforms can merge. So you essentially only have one, and it's recognized on both counterparties. And this is significant because the government and banking systems generally don't have a common platform.
Right.
So that's quite significant. But, of course, within Europe, you have different degrees at which such integration has progressed.
Okay.
So I just raised Denmark just as an example. Within Denmark, you don't necessarily have to hold an ID, but you are required to register.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how many cars are we talking about all told in Europe? You probably can't give me an exact number, but can you estimate kind of how many cars you think smart cards are going to be issued in around Europe?
Yes, I think in our estimation within our smart card government and ID program study, we estimate that obviously by virtue of population, APAC would have the majority of the national ID cards. But within Europe as well, it's actually quite significant because we expect that the proportion of cards demanded in EMEA would grow from 4.5% in 2008 to 5.6% in 2015.
Okay.
And essentially, this is based off a very low base in 2008 just because we really only had two significant countries like Spain and Italy in 2008. But we are expecting Germany, France, and now Poland to come online. And so by the end of 2015, we expect national ID for EMEA to grow at an 8.2% 7-year CAGR.
Okay, great. Ira, I really appreciate you taking the time to chat with us today on this latest edition of Guardian IFD podcast.
Thank you.